Sheni. The pasuk continues, Loisasu Avil Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. Loisisa Fnedol, do not favor the poor by saying that the wealthy must support the poor anyway. So let me allow the poor to win the decision, win the judgment, win the dintira. Veloisedar Pnei Godol, do not honor the wealthy by saying that how can I embarrass this wealthy person by letting him lose the dintira? He is the son of great people. The pasuk says, no, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, with righteousness you shall judge your friend. Do not favor the poor, and also do not favor the rich. Rashi tells us a second pshat in b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, and that is, havedon eschavercha lekavzchus. You should give your friend the benefit of the doubt. When the conduct of your friend is questionable, give him the benefit of the doubt, and b'dan him lekavzchus, you shall judge him toward the scale of merit. B'tzedek, with righteousness, tishpat amisecha, judge your friend. Loiselech rochel ba'amecha, you shall not go about gossiping among your nation. This is the iser of speaking lashon hara. Rashi tells us that the word rochel is like the word rogil, to spy, because letters that come out of the same part of the mouth are interchangeable, and therefore a chaf is interchangeable with a gimel. Rochel is like rogil, which means to spy. Do not go around spying in other people's houses, because the people who used to speak lashon hara used to go to other people's houses in order to pick up information and bad shmois, bad lashon hara about other people to relate in the shuk, in the marketplace. Loiselech rochel, do not go about spying ba'amecha among your nation. Loisamoid aldam riecha, do not stand over the blood of your friend. Which means, if your brother is dying, your friend is dying, he is drowning, or an animal is attacking him, list him, robbers are attacking him, and you are able to save him, loisamoid aldam riecha, do not stand around and watch when your friend is being killed, but rather help him out. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in my way, and also I am the one who is believed to punish the ones who go against me. Loisisna esochicha bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. As Rashbam explains, if somebody did something to you, don't hate him in your heart and then act like a friend in front of him, but rather get it out in the open. Hoicheach toicheach asamisecho, give musar, admonish your friend, tell him what's bothering you, but do it in a way of v'loisisa olav chet, do not bear a sin when you give him the musar. Rashi tells us, loisalva b'nei chaver b'rabim, do not embarrass him publicly, but rather tell him the musar, admonish him in a quiet way, in a way that you will not embarrass him. Loisikoim, you shall not take revenge. Veloisitar, and you shall not bear a grudge. Es b'nei amecha, the members of your nation. Rashi tells us the difference between nekama, revenge, and netira, bearing a grudge. And he gives an example. If Reuven asks Shimon to borrow his sickle, and Shimon says no, the next day, Shimon asks Reuven to borrow his hatchet, and Reuven says no. So that is nekama, because Reuven is saying, I'm not giving you my hatchet because yesterday you did not want to lend me your sickle. What is netira? Bearing a grudge. If Reuven asks Shimon to borrow his hatchet, and Shimon says no, the next day Shimon comes over to Reuven to borrow his sickle, and Reuven says, you know what, here's my sickle. He says, I'm not going to be like Shimon. I'll be better than Shimon. Shimon yesterday did not want to give me his hatchet, but I'll be better than him. I will lend him my sickle. That is considered netira, because he bears a grudge. He still remembers and holds on to the anger that Shimon did not want to lend him his hatchet. But still, he is not noikem. He does not take revenge, because he does lend Shimon his sickle. V'yohavto l'reacha kamoicha, you shall love your friend like you love yourself. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. As Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva says, Ze kla gadol b'Torah. This is a great rule in the Torah, to love your friend like yourself. And this is connected to what is said in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, a story where a guy came before Hillel, and he said, I want to learn the Torah. I want to be Megayer. And Hillel told him, De aloch sani, what you do not like other people doing to you, lechavercha loisavid, do not do to your friend. Zui kol haTorah kula, that is the whole Torah. Ve'idach pirushahu, and the rest is commentary. Which means, Hillel was saying, if one keeps ve'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, and he loves his friend like himself, then He will not steal from his friend. He won't speak lashon hara about his friend. He will do all the mitzvahs ben adam lachaveroi. And as Shach explains, once one comes to love his friend, he will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep all the mitzvahs ben adam lamakim too. So the underlying mitzvah to keep all the mitzvahs is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Es chukai sai tishmaru. My laws, my chukim, which are hard to comprehend, even those laws, tishmaru, you shall watch. And what are these laws? Behemtecha lo sarbia klayim. You shall not mate your animals with other species. That is called klay behemo. Sadecha lo sizra klayim. Your field, you shall not plant mixed seeds. Don't plant, for example, barley and wheat together. That is klay hasodeh. Uveged and a garment, kilayim shatnes, which has a mixture of wool and linen together, lo yale olecho, shall not come upon you. Rashi explains what the word shatnes means. According to Menachem, it means any connection, any chibur of wool and linen together. The word shatnes means machberes tzemer upishtim, a combination of wool and linen. Rashi brings out a second shot based on the Gemara, that shatnes is from the words shua, tavoy and nuz, which means shua, if the wool and linen are combed together, tavoy, spun together, and nuz, twined together. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. If in order for it to be considered shatnez, you need all three. You need the wool and linen to be combed together, spun together, and twined together. But others learn that it is sufficient to have one of the three, either shua, either tavoy, or noise, in order for it to be considered kalayim and shatnez. Rashi over here goes with the shita that all you need is one, as we will see soon. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Shivcha Charufa, which is a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin, half shivcha, half free woman, that was married to an eved ivri. Typically, if somebody is mezana with an eshes ish, the halacha is that both of them are chayav misa, the man and the woman. But over here, if somebody is mezana with this chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin, who is married to an eved ivri, the halacha is that there is no misa, but rather, the man is chayav to bring a korban asham, and the woman, the chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin, is chayav malkus. But there is no misa on such a relationship. How does a shivcha become a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin? That is, if the shivcha was owned by two people in a partnership, and one of them freed his half. So now the shivcha is half free, chatzi bas charin, and half shivcha kananis. This chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin can only marry an eved ivri, because she cannot marry a regular yid, because half of her is a shivcha and a yid cannot marry a shivcha. She cannot marry a goy because half of her is a regular Yisraelis and a Yisraelis cannot marry a goy. She can only marry an eved ivri who is mutter to both of her halves. An eved ivri can marry a shivcha kananis and also can marry a Yisraelis. So the pasuk over here is talking about a case where this chatzi shivcha chatzi bas charin, who was married to an eved ivri, was mezana with another person. That person is chayv to bring a carbon asham, and this chatzi shivcha must get malchus. And the pasuk says, "V'ish ki ish gaves isha shichva zera." A man who will have a relationship with a woman, he will be mezana with a woman. What type of woman are we talking about? V'hi shivcha necharefes le'ish. She was a shivcha knanis that was designated and married le'ish to a man, to an eved ivri. But this shivcha knanis was not a regular shivcha knanis. V'hofdei, she was freed. Lo niftasa, she was not freed. Which means she was only partially freed. She was owned by two owners, and one of the owners freed her with kesef, which means that she bought her way out. Oy chufsha leinitin lo, or freedom was not given to her, which means she was not totally freed. She was only freed by one of the owners. Why does the pasuk repeat this? Rashi says this is referring to the freedom of shtar, because a shivcha knanis can go out in a few ways. One of them is through kesef, where she buys her way out. Another way is through shtar, where the owner writes a shtar shichur, a shtar that says that she is free. So a chufsha leinitala means that she was not given a total freedom through shtar. Only one of the owners gave the shtar. Bikaris tia, an investigation must be done, lo yumsu, that they should not both die, ki lo chupasha, because she was not freed, she is not a regular eishes ish, she is a chati shivcha, chati bascharin, and therefore we must look into it and investigate, not to give them misa, but rather, as we will say further, she will get malchus and he will bring a carbon. Where do we see in the pasuk that she gets malchus? The pasuk says, bikuris tia. Rashi tells us that besides for the word bikuris to mean that we must investigate, not to give them misa, the word bikuris also means a lashon of kriya, to recite. Because one who gets malchus, the dayanim, the judges, recite over this person certain psukim in Sefer Devarim. So the pasuk says, bikuris tia. She will receive malchus and this kriya, this recital of the psukim, but not him. He will not get malchus. He will only bring a carbon. Like the pasuk says, Vehavias Hashamai, he will bring his carbon Hashem Lashem to Hashem, El Pesach Oil Mayed, to the opening of the Oil Mayed, El Ha'asham, the ram for the carbon Asham, Vehiper Olav HaKoyin, and the Koyin will atone on him, Be'el Ha'asham, with this ram for the Asham, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Al Chatosu Hashachoto, because of his sin that he did, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven, mecha tosa ashechoto, from his sin. Why does the pasuk say a double lashon, al chatosa ashechoto and mecha tosa? Rashi tells us, because you might think that the only time this person will bring a carbon asham is only if he does this avera and is mezaneh with the shivcha harufa b'shoigeg, unintentionally. But if he does it b'mezid, intentionally, he would not bring a carbon asham. That's why the pasuk says, mechatosu ashechata, to include even a mezid to bring this carbon. There are six types of karbonos asham. Three of them we have already learned in Parshas Vayikra. The Asham Be'ilois, Asham Toloi, and Asham Gezelois. One of them we learned in Parshas Mitzora, that a Mitzora, when he becomes Tahar, brings the Asham Mitzora. This is the fifth, which is the Asham Shifra Harufa. And the sixth one is mentioned in Parshas Nosai, that a Nazir brings the Asham of the Nazir. Zakrashi Pasuk Tesvav, Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. Melamed, this pasuk teaches us, Shehadayin hamakalkilas adin, a judge who perverts the din, kari avol, is called a wrongdoer. Sonoi, hateful. Umishukas, and disgusting. Cherem, banned. Vitoeva, and an abomination. We see from our pasuk that he is called avel, because it says, loisasu avel bamishpat. From this word avel, we can learn out the rest. She'avel kari ta'eva, because one who is an avel, a wrongdoer, is also called ta'eva, an abomination. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, ki ta'avas Hashem kol oisei avel. It is an abomination to Hashem, one who does wrong. So we see that avel is called ta'eva. Ve'ha'ta'eva kari shekes v'cherem, and ta'eva is called shekes and cherem. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'loisavi ta'eva el beisecha, do not bring an abomination into your house, v'hoyiso, because you will become a cherem banned, kamayu, like him, shakeh t'shaksenu, you should treat it with disgust. So we see ta'eva is called cherem and shekets. So from avel we can learn all of them, since we see that one who perverts the din is called avel, and avel is called ta'eva, and ta'eva is called shekets and cherem. Rashi did not bring down a raya that he is also called sanoi, but if you look at Sifsei Chachamim, he says that ta'eva is also called sanoi, based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says ki kol ta'avas Hashem asher sanoi. So we see over there that ta'eva is called sanoi, and that completes all five names: Avel, Ta'eva, Sanui, Cherem, and Sheketz. Zok Rashi, V'loi Siso, Pnei Dol. You shall not favor the poor. Shaloi Toima, you shall not say, Ani Huzeh, this person is poor. V'ha'osher, Chayev, L'far Nosoi, and a wealthy person must and is obligated to support him. Azakenu B'din, I will make him win the Dintayr. V'nimsa, and it will come out, Misparnes B'nikios. He will be supported with cleanliness. He will not be embarrassed to get the money. The Torah says, you shall not do that. And do not honor the wealthy. You shall not say, Asher huzeh, this person is wealthy. Ben gedolim huzeh, he is the son of great people. Heich avay shenu, how can I embarrass him? Ve'ere bivushasoi, and see his embarrassment.
by letting him lose the din Torah. Oinish yesh b'davar. Isn't there a punishment for embarrassing a prominent person? L'kach nemar. Therefore, the pasuk says, v'lo yisedar p'nei gadol. Do not favor the wealthy. B'tzedek tishpat amisecha. With righteousness, you shall judge your friend. Kimashmoy. As it sounds, that is the simple pshat in the pasuk. Do not favor the wealthy. Do not favor the poor. Davar acher. Rashi says the second pshat. Havedon es chavercho l'kaf zchus. You shall judge your friend toward the scale of merit. You shall always give him the benefit of the doubt. Zok Rashi lo yiselech rochil. You shall not go about gossiping. Ani oimer. I say alshem shekol mishalchim edonim. All people who instigate fights, umesapri lashon hara, and speak lashon hara, holchim bebatei reihem, they go to their friends' houses liragel to spy. Ma yirura, what bad they can see, or ma yishmura, or what bad they may hear, lasapir bashuk, in order to relate this lashon hara in the streets. Nikroim holche rogel, that's why they are called holche rogel, holche regila, the ones who go and spy. Aspai mont balaz. And a proof to my words that it means to spy, we do not find the language of rechilos. Reichel, she ain't custom, but lashon alicha, that is not written with a language of going. Leiselech Rachel, our pasuk says, do not go and gossip. Hoilche Rachel nechoshes ubarzel. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, the ones who gossip and defend their words as strong as copper and iron. Ushar lashon hara ain't kosev by alicha, but by other lashon hara, it does not say a language of going. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, milashne b'seis reyehu. He slanders his friend in private, so it does not say halicha, and also lashon remia, a deceiving tongue, lashon medaberes gedolus, a tongue that speaks with haughtiness. So over there, it does not say a lashon halicha only by Rachel. Lekachani omer. Therefore, I say. Shaloshin hoylech umaragel, that the language this word means to go and spy. Shachof nechlefes begimel, the chof in rochil is interchangeable with a gimel to make it rogel. Shekol haoisiyos shemoitziyem b'makom echad, because all letters that come out of the same part of the mouth mischalfa zubizu are interchangeable one with the other. For example, beis bepei, a beis can be interchangeable with a pei, a gimel with a chof, a kuf with a chof, and nun with a lamed, and a zayin with a tzadi. V'chein, and similar, where do we find a lashon of spying? Vayiraga ba'avdecha, and he spied against your servant. Rogel b'mirma lemar olai ro. He spied deceivingly to say bad about me. V'chein lo rogel alashonai, he did not slander with his tongue. Zok Rashi v'chein roichel, and so too a peddler. He is also called a roichel, a spire. Hasoicher umaragel achar kol schara, because he goes around and spies to find different types of merchandise. That's why a peddler is called roichel, a spy. V'chol ha'moicher b'samim, and also anyone who sells spices, liskashi b'hem noshim, that women adorn themselves with, al shem shemachaset tomid ba'ayoros, because he is always circulating and spying about in the cities to find people to sell his merchandise. Nikra Roichel, that's why he is called Roichel, a peddler, Lashon Roigel, a language of spying. V'tagumai, Targum says on this word, Leiselech Rochel, Leisechel Kortzin, do not eat the meal of the winkers. Kamoi, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, V'ochlu Kortzein di Yehudai, they ate the meal of the winkers of the Jews. Ochel Kortze Be'malka, they ate the meal of the winkers by the king's house. Nira Be'enai, Rashi says that it seems to me, Shehoi Mishpotam, their custom was lechol bebeis hamakabel devrayim shum halata, that the person who accepted the lashon hara would eat some food to show that he accepted the words of the lashon hara. V'hu gemar chizuk, and this is like an affirmation shedvarav mikuyamim, that his words were taken as true and were authentic. Umamidin ala emes, and are true. V'oisa halata, and this meal, this tasting, nikras achilas kurtzin, is called the meal of the winkers. Lashon kuretz be'enov, it is an expression of one who winks with his eyes. Shekein derech kol holchei rogel, because so was the way of people who speak lashon hara, likroitz be'enehem, to wink with their eyes, v'lirmoiz, and to hint, divrei rechiloson, their words of lashon hara, shelo yavinu shar hashoymim, in order that other people should not understand, so they wink to each other. And that is why Targum says on the Pasuk, Loiseilech Rachel, you shall not go about gossiping. Loiseichel Kurtzin, do not eat the meal of the winkers. Do not eat this meal, which was an affirmation that they all agreed that the Lashon Hara was true. Zakrashi Loisamed Aldam Reecha, you shall not stand over the blood of your brother, Lirois, to view Bimisasa his death. But you are able to save him. You should save him. If your friend is drowning in a river, or if a beast or robbers are coming against him, you shall save him. I am Hashem. I am believed to pay reward to the ones who go in my way, and believed to punish the ones who do not. Rashi over here is going with his pshat in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, where over there he says that the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, means that he is believed to give reward to the ones who go before him, and believed to punish the ones who go against him. It is very clear that Rashi does not say over here, Dayan li Parea, that he is a judge to punish, but rather Nemon li Parea, he is believed to punish, because the name Elohim means Dayan, he is a judge, and he is a judge to punish. Over here, the name Yudkei Vavkei means Nemon. He is believed to keep his word, believed to give reward, and believed to punish the ones that go against him. The Ayin in the Mefarshim of Rashi, who discuss why specifically over here does he say both Nemon L'Shalom Schar and Nemon L'Pareya. Typically, whenever Rashi says Ani Hashem, he just explains Nemon L'Shalom Schar, as we find earlier in Parashas Achrei Mois, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, and also in Pasuk Vav, where over there the Pasuk says Ani Hashem, and Rashi says Nemon L'Shalom Schar. He does not add on Nemon L'Pareya. Zakt Rashi v'loy sisa olav chayt, when you admonish your friend, you shall not bear a sin, loy salben es pona v'rabim. Do not embarrass him publicly. Zakt Rashi loy sikoim, you shall not take revenge. Omar loy, if he said to him, for example, if Reuven says to Shimon, hashileni magolcha, please lend me your sickle. Omar loy, Shimon answers back, lav, no. Lamachar, the next day, Omar loy, Shimon says to Reuven, hashileni karduma, can I borrow your hatchet? Omar loy, Reuven answers, Eini mashilcha, I do not want to lend it to you. Kedera shloi hishaltani, just like yesterday, you did not want to lend me. Zuhi nekima, that is revenge. Ve'ezuhi netira, what is netira bearing a grudge? Oh, marloi, Reuven says, Hashileni kardumach, can I borrow your hatchet? Oh, marloi, lav, Shimon says no. Lamachar, on the next day, oh, marloi, Shimon says to Reuven, Hashileni magolcha, can I borrow your sickle? Oh, marloi, so Reuven answers, Heilecha, take it. Ve'eni kamaischa, I'm not like you. Shelo hishaltani, where yesterday you did not want to let me borrow. Zuhi netira, this is called netira, to watch. Shenoiter ho'eva beliboy, he watches the anger in his heart. Afalpi she'eno noikem, even though he does not actually take revenge. Maskel HaDavid is bothered why Rashi switches around the case by the case of netira from what he said by the case of Nekima. Because by Nekima, by revenge, he says that Reuven wanted to borrow the sickle from Shimon, and then on the next day, Shimon wanted to borrow a hatchet from Reuven. By Netira, by bearing a grudge, Rashi flips it around and says that Reuven wanted to borrow the hatchet from Shimon, and on the next day, Shimon wanted to borrow the sickle from Reuven. Why does Rashi switch it around? Maskel HaDavid answers, because there is a difference between a sickle and a hatchet. A sickle is used to cut soft things, for example, tfuah. So therefore it does not get ruined when being used, as opposed to a hatchet that cuts wood and other hard objects, gets ruined when it is being used. And this is the reason why Rashi says this specific case by Nekama and flips it around by Netira. Because each one has a chiddush. By Nekama, revenge, Rashi said the case was that Reuven wanted to borrow from Shimon a sickle, something that does not get ruined. Shimon said no. The next day, Shimon comes over to Reuven and wants to borrow his hatchet. Reuven says no. Reuven did not want to give Shimon something that does get ruined. Reuven really can say that I am not doing Nekama, I'm not taking revenge. I would have given Shimon my sickle that he did not want to give me, but my hatchet, that gets ruined. That I do not want to give. So you might think that this is not considered Nekama. Zok the Pasuk, Zok Rashi, this is considered Nekama, even though he does not want to give him something which is more of a risk than what Shimon did not want to give Reuven. And concerning Netira, Rashi flips around the case, because there is a bigger chiddush that way. Reuven comes over to Shimon and wants to borrow his hatchet, which is something that gets ruined. Shimon says no. The next day, Shimon comes to Reuven and wants to borrow his sickle, something that does not get ruined. Reuven says, I'm not going to be like you, and I'm going to give it to you. You might think that Reuven is not over in the Tira. Why? Because he's not embarrassing Shimon by saying, I'm not like you, because Shimon really has a good reason not to give his hatchet, because it's something that gets ruined. If Shimon would have had a sickle, maybe he would have given it to Reuven. So when Reuven says, I'm not like you, he's not really getting at Shimon, because yesterday, Reuven wanted to borrow from Shimon something much more risky, something that would get ruined. So when Reuven says, I'm not like you, he's not embarrassing Shimon. You might think this is not Netira. Therefore, Rashi says, even this is considered Netira, bearing a grudge. Zok Rashi, v'ohavta l'reacha kamecha, love your friend like yourself. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah, this is a great rule in the Torah. Eschu kaisa tishmaru, my laws which are difficult to comprehend, you shall watch ve'eluhen, and these are behemtecha l'sabia klayim, you shall not mate your animals with other species. Chukim elu, these chukim are gzeres melech, a decree from the king from Hashem, she'ein tam ledover, which do not have a reason. Ubeget klayim, and a garment of klayim. Loma nemar, why does the pasuk say beget a garment? Lefisha nemar, since the pasuk says in parashas kisete, lo silba shatnes, sema upishtim yachtov, you shall not wear shatnes, wool and linen together, yochol lo yilbash, I might think it will also be usher to be worn. Gizet semer, shearings of wool, vanite pishton, and bundles of linen fiber. If one attaches shearings of wool together with bundles of linen fiber, it will be considered shatness and will be usur. Talmud Leimar, therefore the pasuk says, beged, a garment. And since a garment, by a garment typically the materials are already combed materials. Gizet semer, shearings of wool, anite pishton, bundles of linen fiber, are in the raw state and were not combed yet. So if you attach these two together, these two uncombed materials, the halach is that it is not considered shatness. And that we learn from the word beged, because typically the materials in a beged are already combed. Zokrashi minayin l'rabbis halavodim, how do we know to include in the isra of shatnes felt, which means if the linen and the wool were only combed together, but were not spun or twined together. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says shatnes, davar shehu shua, something that was either combed together, tavoy, or spun together, or noise, twined together. Rashi is going according to the shita of Ravashi, that you do not need all three things, but if it was either shua, either tavoy, or noise, that is sufficient to make it into the iser of shatnes. Va'omer ani, Rashi says that I say, noise lashon davar hanimlal v'shazor ze im ze. Noise means something that is twined one with the other. Mishter belaz, kemoi, just like it says in the Gemara Moed Katan, chazion, it is fit linoze for the twisted and withered ones, the isbahin that are inside of them. Shalom mefarshim, we explain the word noze lashon komush, a lashon of withered and twisted. Flistira. The lashon shatnes pirish Menachem. The word shatnes, Menachem explains, machberes tzemer upishtim. It means a combination of wool and linen. Zakrashi necherefes leish, miuedes, umiuchedes leish, designated to a man. Ve'en yodeh lo dimyon b'mikro, I do not know another word in the Torah similar to the word necherefes. Uveshivcha knanis, shechetza shivcha v'chatzi bescharin. The pasuk is talking about a shivcha knanis that was half shivcha, half maidservant, and half paschurin, half free. Hamu'ureses le'evid ivri, that was married to an evid ivri, shemutter b'shivcha akosta medaber, that he is mutter to a shivcha and also mutter to the chati paschurin part. Akosta medaber, this is what the pasuk is referring to. V'hofte, she was redeemed. Loi niftase, she was not redeemed. Peduya ve'ena peduya, she was redeemed and not redeemed, which means she was redeemed by one of her owners. Ustam pidyon b'kesef, and typically redemption is done with money. A chufsha or freedom was not given to her, bishtar, with a document, a shtar shechur. Bikaris tiyeh, you shall make an investigation. He like it v'loihu. She gets malchus, but he does not get malchus. A bezin levakir hadover. The bezin should check into it and investigate. Shelo lechayv misa, not to be mechayv them misa. Ki lechufasha, because she was not freed. She is not a regular Eishes Ish. Ve'en kedusha kedushin gemurin. Her kedushin is not a complete and regular kedushin. V'rabbeinu lamdu mikan. Our rabbanim in Maseches Krisus learned from here. Shemishu b'malkis yehei b'kriya. Somebody who receives lashes. Malkis. Also, there must be a recital of Sukkim over this person. Shadayonim Hamalkin, the Dayonim that give the lashes, Kurin Alaloike, they recite over the one who is getting the Malkis, the Psukim in Parashas Devarim, in Loisish Malasos, if you will not watch to do all the mitzvahs, Vehiflo Hashem Esma Koischo, and Hashem will hit you with wondrous Malkis. Kilechu Pasha, since she was not freed, lefichach ein chayov no la'misa. That's why you are not chayiv on her if you are mezana with her misa. She ain't kedusha kedushin because her kedushin is not a typical kedushin. She is married to an eved ivri. Ha'im chufsha, but if she was freed, kedusha kedushin, her kedushin would be a regular kedushin v'chayiv misa, and a person who will be mezana with her will be mechayiv misa because then she will be a regular eishes ish. V'nislach loy mechatos asher chato. Why does it repeat again mechatos asher chato? L'rabois es amazed kishogig to include one who does this avera intentionally, he is considered like one who does it unintentionally and also brings a carbon asham. Shlishi. And when you will come into the land, into Eretz Yisrael, and you will plant a fruit tree, the fruits will be arla, stuffed up, blocked. You may not eat it, you may not have any hana, any benefit from it. How long does this take place for? Shalosh shanim yielochem arelim. From the time you plant the seeds, you will count 3 years, and during those 3 years, any fruit that grow will be considered arla, lo yeyochel, it may not be eaten. Rashi tells us that since the pasuk says yeh, we learn that even if one saves and stores the fruit that grow during these 3 years until after the 3 years, these fruit are always usur. Yeh, bav yosan yehei, it always remains usur. The only time it will be mutter are the fruits that grow after the 3 years. The fruits that grow during the 3 years that were saved until after are usur. Uvashana horavias, and the fruit that grow in the 4th year, yeh kol piryoy kodesh, all its fruits will be holy. Holy like Maaser Sheni, just like Maaser Sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim, so too the fruits of this 4th year, which are called Neter Revai, must also be eaten in Yerushalayim. Hiluleim Lashem, because when you bring it to Yerushalayim, you will praise Hashem for these fruits. There is an interesting chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin that says the reason for eating these fruits in Yerushalayim. Hatam lecho Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. The reason for eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is ki mitoich kach, by causing the Yidden to bring their fruit to Yerushalayim, yikova ksas mi bonon v'oisei mokoim l'umay Torah sham. He will set up some of his children in Yerushalayim to learn Torah. Ki sham, because over there in Yerushalayim, moirei Torah are the teachers of Torah, v'ikir hachochma, and the main wisdom. That is the reason why Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to bring their fruits to Yerushalayim. Uvashona Achamishis, and on the 5th year, Teich Lu Espiria, you can eat its fruit wherever you want. Lahoisif Lochem Tvuasai, in order to increase for you its Tvuah, its produce. The Torah is giving you a bracha. You might think, what do I need this all for? 3 years I can't eat it. The 4th year I must eat it in Yerushalayim. Why do I need this? On that the Torah says, there is a bracha for you. Lahoisif Lochem Tvuasai. The Tvuah of the 5th year will increase. There will be an abundance of Tvuah. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God who promises and can keep his promise. The pasuk continues, Lo Soich Lu Al Adam. You shall not eat over blood. Rashi says that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there are many drushas from this pasuk. One drusha that Rashi brings is, Lo Soich Lu Al Adam. You shall not eat kachim before the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Lo Soich Lu, do not eat the meat of the kachim, of the karbonos, Al Hadam, when the blood was not yet put on the Mizbeach. Another pshat that Rashi says is, Lo Soich Lu, you shall not eat meat of a behema after it was shechted, Al Hadam, when it is still alive. If the animal is still moving and is still having spasms, that means it is still alive and you may not eat the meat of this animal. Loisoichlu, don't eat the meat al adam when the animal is alive. Loisenachashu veloisoinenu. Loisenachashu means do not go after different types of superstitions. For example, one who considers it an omen if he encounters a weasel, or he considers the chirping of the birds to mean something. If bread falls out of his mouth, that is a certain sign. Or if a tzvi, a deer, crosses his path, that is also a sign. Those are all considered in the Isser of Lo Sanachashu. Do not go after these types of superstitions. V'lo Sa'inenu, and do not believe in lucky times, saying that certain days are good for this work, certain hours are bad hours to go out. Don't believe in these lucky times. L'sakifu pas roishchem, you shall not round off the edges of your head, which means you should not cut off your pais. By cutting off your pais, you are rounding off the top of your head, making the area where there is no hair on the forehead equal to the area where there is no hair on the temples, and continuing around to the area behind the ears where hair does not grow. When the pais are there, then the area of hair goes downward toward his chin. But if you cut off the pais, you are rounding off the area of no hair on top of the head. And you shall not destroy with a razor the corners of your beard. As Rashi says, there are five places on the face where one must not destroy the hair on his face. Viseret lo nefesh, and to scrape oneself over a dead person, to mourn over a dead person by scratching oneself, loisitnu b'vsarchem, you shall not place in your flesh, because this is what the goyim, the emorim, did in Eretz Yisrael. Uchaseves kaka, and a sunken in writing, which is referring to a tattoo, which is sunken into the skin, loisitnu v'chem, you shall not place in yourself. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Al techalel es bitcho laznoisa, do not desecrate your daughter by giving her over for znus, Shaloi l'shem kedushin, to give her over for intercourse, not for the sake of kedushin. V'loi sizna oretz, in order that the land should not make its fruit outside Eretz Yisrael. Because if you give over your daughter for znus, then the land will be mezaneh. The land will go astray and not produce fruit in Eretz Yisrael, but rather in other lands. Umala ha'oretz zima, and the whole world will be filled with znus. My Shabbos you shall watch, and my Beis HaMikdash you shall fear. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. What does it mean, fearing the Beis HaMikdash? It means not walking in the area of the Beis HaMikdash with your stick in your hand, with your shoes on your feet, wearing your money belt, and with dust on your feet. That is considered fearing the Mikdash. Why does the Torah place the mitzvah of fearing the Mikdash next to Shmirah Shabbos? To tell you, do not think that building the Beis HaMikdash is Doiche Shabbos. One may not build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Mefarshim ask, why do we need a separate pasuk to tell us not to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos if we already have a pasuk telling us not to build the Mishkan on Shabbos in Parshas Vayakel? Maskal David answers, because we need both psukim. If the pasuk would only tell me that I cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbos, I would say because the Mishkan is on a lesser level of Kedusha, because it does not have a Kedusha Olamis, a Kedusha forever, because the Beis HaMikdash will take over the Kedusha of the Mishkan. Therefore, the Mishkan you cannot build on Shabbos. But I might think the Beis HaMikdash you can build on Shabbos. That's why we need this pasuk to teach us that you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. If it will say that you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, I would think only the Beis HaMikdash, because it was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. But the Mishkan that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha may be built on Shabbos. That's why I need both psukim. And the pasuk continues, Al tifnu, do not turn ela oivos ve'ela hayidoinim. Do not turn to become a bal oiv and a bal yidoini. What does it mean, a bal oiv? Rashi tells us, oiv is someone who raises the dead souls and causes them to speak from his armpit. Yidoini is someone who takes a bone from a chaya called yadua, places this bone in his mouth, and the bone speaks. Sifsei Chachamim tells us something fascinating about this chaya called yadua. It was actually a chaya that grew from the ground. There was a cord that came out from its stomach that went into the ground, and it received all its nourishment from the ground. Any person or any animal that came within its reach would be destroyed and ripped apart. The only way to kill this chaya yadua was to shoot an arrow into the cord, severing the cord from the ground. This way the yadua was not able to receive nourishment, and then it would die. Al tevakshu, do not seek to become associated with such activities. Letama vahem, because you will become tame through these activities of Oy the Adoni. And if you become Tame, I will separate myself from you. Ani Hashem Lakechem, I am Hashem your God. Know whom you are exchanging with whom. You are exchanging Oy the Adoni for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipnei Seva Tokum, you shall stand up for an older person. V'hodarta pnei zoken, and you shall honor the presence of the elderly person. V'yoreso melekecho ani Hashem, and you shall fear your God, I am Hashem. Why does the Torah have to say Seva and Zoken? Rashi tells us, because if it were to only say Mipnei Seva Tokum, I might think that you have to stand up even for a Zoken Ashmoi, which means, according to Rashi, a Zoken who is a Rasha. Or according to Rabbeinu Tam, a Zaken who is an Amaretz. Therefore the Pasuk says, Zaken. The word Zaken comes from the word Zeh Shekona Chochma, one who has acquired wisdom. Only a Talmud Chacham who is a Zaken, and also one who is not a Rasha, only such a Zaken you must stand up for, but not for a Zaken who is an Amaretz, or a Zaken who is a Rasha. Rashi tells us that the chiyuv, the obligation to stand up for an older person, is only when he enters your dalet amis, your four amis. A person might say that I'll close my eyes before he enters my dalet amis. This way I will not see when he enters the dalet amis, and I won't have to stand up for him. Therefore the Pasuk says, V'yareisa me'alekecho, fear your God. Hashem knows your true intentions if you were trying to avoid standing up for this older person. V'yareisa me'alekecho, fear Hashem. Because whenever something is given over to the heart of a person, and it is difficult for another person to know his true intentions, the Pasuk says, V'yareisa me'alekecho, fear Hashem who knows your true intentions. Zakrashi Pasuk Chav Gimel, Va'aralotem Orlosai, Va'otamtem Atimosai, I will block its blockage. Yehe Otum V'nistam Milehonois Mimenu, it will be stuffed up and blocked from having any benefit from Orla. Sholei Shonim Yilachem Arelim, Me'emosai Moinoloi Mishas Netiyosai, when do you start counting the 3 years? From the time of its planting. Yachal imitznioi, la'achar sholei shanim yehe mutar, I might think that if he takes the fruit that grew during the 3 years and stores it until after the 3 years, it will be permitted to eat. Tamad loymar, therefore the Pasuk says, yeh, it will be. Ba'av yosan yehe, it will remain in this state of prohibition of Isser. Yeh kol piryo kodesh, during the 4th year, the fruits will be kimaisa sheni, like maisa sheni. Shekosavoy, because by maisa sheni, it also says the word kodesh. V'chol maisa oretz, kodesh l'Hashem. So since it says kodesh by maisa sheni, and it says kodesh by netar ravai, we learn out that netar ravai has the same dinim as maisa sheni. Ma maisa sheni enenecha chutz l'choy mais Yerushalayim, just like maisa sheni cannot be eaten outside the walls of Yerushalayim, ela b'pidgin, only if it was redeemed, avzekein, also. So netaravai, v'davar zeh, and this will be hilulim l'Hashem hu. It will be a praise to Hashem. Shenosei sham, he carries the fruit there l'shabeach u'lehalel l'shamayim, to praise Hashem in heaven. L'hoisif l'chem tefuasai, in order that your tefuah will increase. Hamitzvah hazois shetishmeru, this mitzvah that you will observe. Tia l'hoisif l'chem tefuasai, it will cause an increase in your produce. Shebischara, because of its reward, ani mevarech lochem peres hanatiyas, I will bless the fruit that will be planted during the 5th year. Hayu Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Dibra Torah keneged Yetzirah, the Torah speaks against one's Yetzirah. Shelo Yomer Odom, a person should not say, Hare Arba Shonim ani mistar barchinam, I am being pained and distressed through this tree for 4 years, 3 years not being able to eat it, the 4th year having to schlep it to Yerushalayim. Lefikach, therefore, Nemar, the Pasuk says, Lo hoisif lochem tevuasai, I will give you a bracha, and your produce will increase during the 5th year. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Ani Hashem hamavtiach akach. I am Hashem who can promise this. V'nemar lishmar haftechosai, and who is believed to watch and keep my promise. Zakrashi leisoichlu al adam, do not eat over blood. Laharbaponim nidrash b'Sanhedrin. In many ways does the Gemara in Sanhedrin expound upon this pasuk. Azara, it is a lav shelayochem mibasa kochim, that one should not eat from the flesh of a carbon lifnei zrikas domim, before the sprinkling of the blood. Vazara, and it is also a lav laoichem mibehemes chulin terem sheteshi nafsha. One should not eat from a behema that is not a carbon before its life departed from it. If it is still having spasms, it is still considered alive, and one must not eat it. And there are also other drushes made on this pasuk in Maseches Sanhedrin. These type of people who consider encountering a weasel as a type of an omen, they look at the chirping of the birds as a sign. It is a sign if someone's bread fell from his mouth. It was also a sign if a deer crosses his path. All these things are superstitions and are included in the Isser of Loi Senachashu. Loi Seineinu, Loshen Oinois Veshois. It means an expression of time. Sha'omer, he says, Yoim Ployne Yofel Haschem Alachem. This day is a good day to start work. Sha'plainus, this specific time, this hour, Kashalotes, is not a good time to go out. That's what it means, Loi Seineinu. Do not believe in lucky times. Loi Sakifu Pas Roishchem, you shall not round off the edges of your head. Zagrashi zehamashve, that is one who evens out tzda of his temples, lachori oznoi, to the back of his ear, ulipat chosay, and to his forehead, v'nimso, and it comes out hakef roshay eagle sovin. He made the area of the top of his head like a circle, shalachori oznov, because the hair in the back of his ear, ikre sarai lamala mitstav harbe, the roots of his hair behind his ear are much higher than the roots of his hair by his temples, which means the payas. So if he cut off the payas, that means he is raising that area and causing it to be like a round circle from his forehead around his temples to the area behind his ears where hair does not grow. Pa'asikonecha, the corners, the edges of your beard, seif hazokein, the end of the beard, ugvulav, and its borders, vein chomech, and these are five locations, shtayim b'cholechi v'lechi, two on each cheek, lamala etzel arosh, further up near the top of the head, shurochav, where the cheek is wider, v'yesh b'shtei pears, and over there are two corners, two spots that one is usher to shave. V'achas lamata b'sentori, and one below on his chin, mokim chibur shnei halachoyayim yachad, the place where the two jawbones come together. Those are the five locations. V'seret lo nefesh, kein darkon shel amorayim, so was the way, the custom of the people of Amori, liois misartin besorim, to scrape their skin, kishemes lahem mes, when a person dies amongst them. Uksoivis kaka, a tattoo. Ksav hamachuka v'shakua, a writing that is sunken in, she'eino nimchak la'olam, that can never be erased, she'mekakeo b'machat, because he sinks it in with a needle, v'hu mashchir la'olam, and it stays black permanently. Zokrashi kaka, loshen v'hoika oisam. It comes from the same word as the pasuk in Bamidbar that says v'hoika oisam, and he hung them. And also the pasuk in Shmuel, v'hoikanum, and he will hang them. When one hangs somebody, he sticks a piece of wood into the ground, and then hangs them on these pieces of wood. And it comes out, the person who is hung is sunken into the ground and stuck into the ground. So to over here, kaka means a writing that is sunken in. One who gives over his unmarried daughter, labia, for intercourse, shalai l'shem kedushin, not for the sake of marriage. V'loi sizna oretz, and in order that the land should not go astray. Imata oisakein, if you will give over your daughter for znus, ha'oretz mizane es peroseho, then the land will disperse its peris, la soison b'mokum acher, to make them in other lands, v'loi ba'artzachem, and not in your land. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says in Yirmiyah, v'yimonu revivim, the rains will stop, because Meitzach Isha Zayna Hayaloch, because the person had the chutzpah of an Isha Zayna. So we see over here that if one involves himself in Znus by giving his daughter over as a Zayna, then Vayimanu Revivim, the rains will stop and the produce in Eretz Yisrael will not continue to grow. Sefer Melech Yosha says that we see from this pasuk that even when the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael do averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not totally cut off the growth of this fruit, but rather he takes the fruit that were supposed to grow in Eretz Yisrael and grows them in other lands. So if you see fruit in Chutz La'aretz that is growing beautifully, it can very well be that this was fruit that was supposed to grow in Eretz Yisrael, but since the Yidden did averis, he grew them elsewhere. A person should not enter the Beis HaMikdash, not with his stick, and not with his shoes, and not with his money belt, and not with the dust on his feet. Even though I am telling you to fear the Mikdash, watch my Shabbos. Ain binyan Beis HaMikdash deich Shabbos, because the building of the Beis HaMikdash does not override Shabbos. Al tifnu el ha'ayvois, do not turn to the ha'ayvois. Azara, this is a warning, lebal oiv yedoini, not to become a bal oiv or bal yedoini. What is a bal oiv? Ze pisoim, this is a pisoim hamedaber misechyoi, who raises the dead and causes them to speak from his armpit. Vyedoini, machnis etzem chayesh shmo yadua, he takes the bone from an animal called yadua lutoich piv and places it inside his mouth, veho etzem medaber, and the bone speaks. Al tevakshu liyas asukim bum, do not seek to be busy with them, shim taasku bum, because if you will be busy with them, atem mitamoin lefonai, you will become tamei before me, v'ani mitayev eschem, I will become disgusted with you and further you. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. De'u mi atem mechalfen b'mi, know whom you are exchanging with whom. Zok Rashi mipnei seva tokum, yochol, I might think, zokin hashmoi, that you would have to stand up even for a zokin who is, according to Rashi, a rasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a amoritz, tamad loymar. Therefore the pasuk says zokin. The word zokin means ze shekono. Ein zokin elo shekono chokmo. Zokin means one who acquired wisdom, and not a zokin who is a rasha or an amoritz. Vodarta pnei zokin, ezehu hider, what is considered hider, lo yeshev b'mkoymei, do not sit in this older person's place, v'lo yaster estavarov, and do not contradict his words. Yochol, I might be able to think, yatzim einav k'mi shalei ra'ohu, that you may close your eyes as if you do not see him. Before he enters your Dalet Amos, you will close your eyes. This way, when he enters the Dalet Amos, you are not obligated to stand up for him. Therefore, l'kach ne'ma, the pasuk says, v'yoreisim elekecho, you must fear your God. This is something that is given over to the heart of the one who does it. She'ain makir by Elohu. Only he knows his true intentions. V'chol dover ha'moser lev, and anything that is given over to the person's heart. Ne'mar by, the pasuk says, v'yoreisim elekecho, you shall fear your God, because only Hashem knows your true intentions, and therefore you must fear him. And just like the pasuk says earlier in pasuk Yudalad, v'yoreisim elekecho, fear Hashem and do not give somebody bad advice, because Hashem knows your true intentions. Here also, you must fear Hashem and not try to avoid standing up for an elderly person.